I'm with you.
30 minutes.
Thank God I'm remember the day that the Lord put me on board ship. It was July 22nd, 1964, on a Wednesday morning. I didn't get washed whitewashed. I got washed white in the blood of the Lamb of God. Got my ticket punched all the way for glory. Amen. I don't know how far you're going, but I'm going to go all the way to heaven one day. I'm thankful that I know that I know that I know I'm saved by the grace of God. Pray for me for a little while this morning as we look into Psalms chapter 64. 34th section of the book of Psalms, if you would please, for a little while. I need your prayers this morning. There the word of God said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and I've got this part underlined right here, and he heard me. Glory to God. And delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Here's where I want to get to. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Father, bless your word to our hearts and our lives today, I pray. Help us, make us to be an instrument of blessing, we pray, to some heart. I thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for yesterday and last night. Thank you for all the good preaching we heard. And thank you for all the good singing and everything that's been done. And we thank you that it's about him who died that we might live, who lives today forever that we might have the fullness of God to enjoy along the journey of life. How I pray that you might touch hearts and lives today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. This psalm is divided into two parts. Verses 1 through 10 are a song of degrees. Verses 11 through 22 actually are a sermon. The song is of interest to me for a little while. David said in verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. The psalmist David has a determined heart and a definite will that he wants to praise the Lord and honor the Lord at all times. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the situations may be, no matter what the heartache or the burden or the joy that is going on in our hearts and our lives, David said, I want to just praise the Lord at all times. It is his resolve that that's the way it's going to be for him. His mind is set. His personally determined and his heart is inflamed. He knows to whom praise is due. He knows what is due. He knows for what it is due and when it is due. It is because of his deliverance. If you read again the first part of that, it said a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. David was in the camp of the Philistines. The king Abimelech was brought before him, and David knew that it meant his very life, that they were going to kill him if something wasn't done. And David came up with the idea, I believe the Holy Ghost laid it on him, that he acted like he was mad. He began to foam at the mouth. He began to roll on the ground. He acted crazy among them. And Abimelech the king said, what do I want to do anything with this guy for? He's already passed anything that I want to do to him. Just let him go. And Glory to God. David acting crazy and David acting like there was something bad wrong with him delivered his soul from Abimelech, and God brought it about. David said, I want you to know I have been delivered. Some folks may think that I'm crazy. Some may think that I'm acting dumb. Some may think that I've lost it, but I've really found it because God has given me reason to praise Him at all times. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Whether you think about it, whether you know it, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you need to get excited about the fact God's been good to you. If God had not been good to you, you'd be in hell right now. But thank God I didn't get what I deserved. He came by with goodness, and He came by with grace, and He came by with help along the journey. I'm glad I've got a taste for His goodness. I've got a taste for His goodness. The deliverance that God has given us the opportunity, the reason, and the privilege to lift up our voice and to ring it out with a shout that God has been good to us. To bless the Lord, to praise His name, is never out of season. Amen. Some of you are not here yet. To bless the Lord, to praise the Lord, to honor the Lord is never out of season. At all times, in every situation, under every circumstance, before, in, and after every trial, in the bright days of joy and in the dark nights of fear, we should never be done praising the Lord, because we cannot praise Him too much. Amen. He cannot be praised too much. Never should we fear, and never should we feel that we have praised the Lord sufficiently. Amen. Never should we think that we have praised the Lord sufficiently. Our Lord is worthy of all praise. His person, His attributes, His covenant, His word, His promises, His works, and a thousand other reasons beside all of this give us reason to praise the Lord at all times, because He is incomparable. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's unique. He's matchless. These are not just flippant, idle words that the psalmist is saying, but His soul is involved in it. His heart is enthroned with thanksgiving, and He feels His inability to get the job done by Himself. Amen. That's the reason He begins to invoke others to help Him to praise the Lord. He admonishes all who know the Lord to join in with Him, to magnify and to exalt the Lord together. Now, may I go on record to tell you, our Lord is infinite. He cannot be made any greater than what He's already been. He's perfect in every way. But every time we join together and bless His good name, He grows in manifested glory among us, and His creatures begin to understand and comprehend how wonderful He really is. When He is made known to His creaturehood around this world, then we will begin to understand and comprehend how good He's been to all of us. Since it's beyond our ability to praise the Lord adequately and sufficiently, we should invoke the help of others that they too would join in with us in the worship of our Lord. If you've tasted the goodness of the Lord, you know how good He is. How glad I am that I've tasted, and I'm continuing to develop a taste for the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What that literally means is make a trial, an inward experimental trial of the goodness of the Lord. You cannot see it except by tasting for yourself. You can only know this reality by personal experience. By personal experience. Several years ago, I was in a prison in Pennsylvania, visiting. Hallelujah goes right in there. We had the opportunity to go in where, have service with a bunch of men that were incarcerated in a prison in Pennsylvania. We got there that morning and we walked through. And every time we would go a little farther, they would shut a door behind us. It was about 18 inches thick, made out of steel and concrete. The seventh door we went through, I'll be honest with you, I felt kind of funny about it. Seven is the number of completion and perfection. I was afraid they had us there. We went on into a big auditorium that seated about 300 people, started setting up our equipment and getting ready for service that morning, when men, they began to bring men into the door over there. They had shackles on their hands. They had shackles on their feet. And they had a chain between every man dragging on the floor. And so they had to kind of shuffle their feet along. They brought all those men in and they took them around to the back, just like typical Baptist church. They took them around to the back and started setting them down. Most Baptist churches, you have to get there early to get a back seat. Amen. They brought them in and they began to set them down. And every time they would fill up a row, they would unlock the chain and set them down. Then the next row would fill up and they would set them down. And then one by one, a guard went by with a key. And he unlocked the shackles on their hands. And he unlocked the shackles on their feet. And there was a black brother that was one of the last ones to come in that got up, jumped up on the front pew, turned around to the congregation, and he said, "God is good." They stood to their feet, and in one accord, they said, "All the time." He said, "And all the time, God is good." For the next about 10 minutes, it got so loud in there you couldn't hear yourself think. That bunch of men was a-hollering, "God is good, all the time, and all the time, God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good." Something had happened to them inside that prison. The chains may be holding them in. What got them into that prison was still keeping them there. But what had gotten loose inside of them was freeing them so that they understood God's been good. God's delivered. God's taken care of us. God's blessed us. God's saved us. And God's keeping us. And we're going home to heaven one day because God has been good all the time. And all the time, God has been good. It has to be understood and experienced by personal experience. God's been good all the time. I'm glad I've got a taste for His goodness. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of the goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." I don't know about you, but I still stand in awe of the goodness of God. Glory to God. I still stand in awe of the goodness of God. You may not know where Price Creek Baptist Church is in Pickens County, Georgia. But on July 22nd, 1964, Jesus knew where it was. Glory to God. And He came right by there totally on purpose that I might experience the goodness of God as He let me hear the Word of God, and it reached into my ears and filled up my soul and gave me a faith to believe that I might receive. And the goodness of God led me out of that seat down to an altar where I bowed on my knees and cried, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Hallelujah to God. I've got a taste for the goodness of God. Many times along the journey of life, I appreciate the fact that the goodness of God has come along to give me the opportunity to repent. Amen. I know repentance is not something that Baptists like to hear about. We've come to a day when we think that you can come as you are and stay as you are. But if you ever come to Jesus like you really are, and you acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, He won't leave you like you came in, but He'll make a difference in you. All things will pass away. All things will become new. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. The goodness of God has to lead you and give you the gift of repentance. I'm glad I've got a taste for the goodness of God. David said, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me." How long? Whoop, glory to God, all the days of my life. And then what is going to happen? And then I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank God for His goodness today. I got a taste for the goodness of God. A taste has been developed within me for the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 27:13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There have been circumstances, there have been trials, there have been times I felt like I didn't have a friend in the world until the Lord Jesus showed up and in His goodness would wrap His arms around me and lift me up and show me that He was still there, that He was still God, that He was still Lord, that He still loved me and that I could depend on Him to make it the rest of the way. The Bible said in Psalm 33:5, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Every day, every opportunity we have, we ought to stand and make ourselves known. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to me. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you for a good place to sleep. Thank you for the fellowship of the brethren. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for the wonderful works of the children of men. Thank God I've got a taste for His repentance. David said, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. They have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake. For thy goodness sake. I'm glad the Lord remembers me not because of who I am or what I've done, but He remembers me for what He's done in me. He knows, glory to God, He knows who I am. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what I'm facing. He knows the end from the beginning, and He knows everything there is in between, and He's able to take care of me. I've developed a taste not only for the goodness of the Lord, but a taste for the grace of God. A taste of God in salvation. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 6 said, this poor man cried. Yeah, I remember that Wednesday morning when I got saved. The blue jeans I had on had holes in it. There's holes in the pockets. And the tennis shoes I had on had holes in them. I wish I'd have kept some of them because nowadays they're worth a lot of money. Folks will go into a department store and spend a whole bunch of money to buy blue jeans with holes in it. My mama threw them away. She wanted me to look like somebody. She wanted me to look like I had respect for who I am, for who they were, and who for God is. Instead of looking like a hobo and a bum, looking like a bum on the street, she wanted me to look like I knew who God was and that He had control of my life. Amen. You can like that or not. It really don't matter. It came out off the press, and I just thought I'd read it to you. I'm glad for the grace of God that is sufficient for every need. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. In the trying of His grace, I found it to be much more than just sufficient for my every need. There is still deliverance in His grace. Prayer is still heard and answered. Glory to God. Prayer is still heard and answered. Sometimes the answer is no. And I bless the Lord and praise the Lord for every time He said no. You know why? Because I know there's a better yes a little ways down the road. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. I've got a taste for His goodness. I've got a taste for His grace. And I finish with this. I got a taste for His glory. I've been bought and I've been brought. And I've been able to sit down and to fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Been able to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I've got a taste for the glory of God. I'm glad the glory of God showed up. When I got saved by the grace of God, the glory of God came in and sealed me unto the day of redemption. Made me to know I was one of His own. But along the journey, they've been several times, my brother, when the glory of God showed up and made me to realize it was all about Him and not about me. When the glory showed up and the people of God got excited about it and they lost their dignity and they lost their composure and they lost themselves in the glory of God as He took over and we took a seat. Thank God for the taste of His glory. I'm blessed to be counted in the company of those He owns as His own. I'm glad I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I wonder today, have you got a taste for His goodness? Have you got a taste of His grace? Have you got a taste for His glory? The Bible said in verse 10, and I'm through, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. It's a real good thing when you get lost in Him and then you're found in Him, in His grace and in His glory. They ought to develop a taste for the goodness of God.
Don't you appreciate that preaching?